Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for freedom. We are grateful and thankful to open our hearts and open our minds to the power of love, which is our freedom. Taking this breath of love and gratitude, we open ourselves to the unprecedented flow of divine love active in our awareness. We partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self to remember and recognize the very truth of our being is that we're already free. So we're consciously giving up any idea that we're not free. We're placing our faith and trust in love. We are willing to be guided and led to the choices that bring more peace, more love, more joy, more clarity, more freedom. We are grateful and thankful to declare our willingness to value freedom, to hold it as a dear value. We are giving up any idea that we're not free. We're giving up any idea that we're trapped or bound or limited in any way. There is no lack in God. God is the fullness of the all in all. It is everything and everyone. There is no lack in God. We are grateful and thankful to surrender any idea, any belief in lack, and to open our minds, open our hearts to the freedom that is our very nature. It is the very essence of our being. We are grateful and thankful to know freedom for everyone in this world. We are truly sharing the benefits of our knowing freedom with all. We're letting freedom ring in our heart and in our mind. We're broadcasting it around the world. We are grateful and thankful to see and know and feel and hear all beings making the most loving choices, choosing freedom, choosing unity, giving up the habits of choosing separation, choosing divisiveness. We're giving that up. We're surrendering that. And we are looking to unification happening everywhere, in, through, and around us, because we are choosing unity. We are giving up the habits of choosing lack and attack, and we are choosing unity and freedom. Love is the healer. Love is our true nature. Love is our lead and our guide. We are grateful and thankful to vote with our heart this day and every day, and to make loving choices. In gratitude, we share with all. In gratitude, we allow the healing to be. In gratitude, we know it's done, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So grateful and so thankful. Yes. We are blessed and blessed again. This day, our election day, what I know for those of us in the United States, and of course, what happens in America reverberates around the world, what I know is the highest and best, most loving choice is the only thing that can unfold or will unfold. I know it to be so, and I am grateful to declare and know it is done. Yes. Yes. And if that weren't enough, finding freedom starts tomorrow. Oh my goodness. Yes. Finding freedom. All new recordings, all new classes. Come and join me. I am on fire with finding freedom. Oh my gosh. I love to take this finding freedom ride and ride it all the way to the end of the year and launch into the new year feeling more spiritually fit than ever before. So please come and join me. We start tomorrow. Remember, if you're interested in taking this class with me, Finding Freedom, we can find a payment plan to suit you if you would like that. And it's the perfect opportunity to set yourself up for a great new year. It's also a great introduction to my year-long Masterful Living course, which starts on January 1st. So if you are interested in rocking your spiritual growth and development, deepening your spiritual practice, clearing the mental, emotional clutter, come on down and join me. Check out my Finding Freedom course. I love you. I thank God for you. And I am so grateful to be your prayer partner today. Thank you. God bless you. Mwah.